Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. To those in the secular world, or other religions, or even within Christianity, Catholics seem crazy. But it's not for the reason that you might think. People might point to different areas of the faith that they find fault with, Mary, the saints, the priesthood, the papacy. But no matter the explanation, these people all actually have the same problem with the Catholic Church, even if they don't realize that it stems from the same root. That is one simple concern. They think that Catholics are placing human beings on the level of God. But it's actually the reverse. And it's actually the thing that makes the Catholic Church different from any other religion, even different from Protestantism. It's that God himself is calling us to be like him, to act like him, to work with him. We are not putting ourselves on the same level as God. God is. It is God who stoops down, places his divine life within us, and then raises us up to his level so that we can truly be and live and cooperate with our Father as sons and daughters of God. Saint Irenaeus, Athanasius, Augustine, Thomas Aquinas, and the current Catechism of the Catholic Church have so powerfully stated, God became man so that man might become God. This difference between the Catholic Church and all others was acknowledged by Martin Luther and synthesized by Karl Barth, and then both of them rejected it. Karl Barth, widely regarded as the most important Protestant theologian of the 20th century, summed up this position against the Catholic Church when he wrote, "Protestantism cannot allow human cooperation in God's revelation and reconciliation, since these are exclusively God's work. The idea of angels and saints and people on earth sharing in the being and the activity of God," Barth says, "is precisely the ground, the basic outlook of the entire Roman Catholic system down to its very detail. And this act is the basic act of its doctrine of grace, of the sacraments, of the church, of the Roman primacy, infallibility of the Pope, and above all, Mary." Furthermore, he states, "Precisely in the doctrine and devotion to Mary, there resides par excellence the heresy of the Roman Catholic Church. that the human creature collaborates with God. Consequently, Mary constitutes also very exactly the principle, the prototype, and the sum of the church itself. So, we're starting a new series to help you understand this exact line of confusion as it pertains to Mary, the Mass, the Pope, the angel's confession, and so much more, so that you grasp clearly what is most beautiful, most profound, and most stunning about the Catholic faith. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. We may have difficulty accepting the truth about Mary because we have a hard time accepting God's plan for us. This is one reason why Mary is so important, because we see in her what God wants to do in us. God raised Mary to such a staggering height, but many cannot accept what God has done for her because they blur the distinction between God and what he's done for Mary. So let's begin by setting boundaries that we may preserve the infinite difference between God and Mary and the rest of humanity. God is the Father Almighty, the source of all that is. He is eternal, infinite, unchangeable, all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-good. Neither Mary nor we possess any divine attributes on our own. All that being true, God raised Mary's being and her activity to participate in a created way in what belongs to God. And he did that so that she would have the great joy of being the mother of God and our spiritual mother. That's why Mary rejoices in the Magnificat, proclaiming, "The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. The great things God has done for Mary began with her immaculate conception. Now, when God created the world, he gave his spirit to Adam and Eve. They rejected that gift and creation fell. God begins to heal the broken world by giving the Holy Spirit to Mary. The angel Gabriel announced this when he came to her saying, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." The phrase, "full of grace," comes from the Greek word kakeratomene, which means that from the first moment of her existence, Mary was perfectly filled with the Holy Spirit, which perfectly filled her with grace. So, what does grace mean? Grace is a share in the very life of God so that we can cooperate with him. Now, Mary does not become God. She does not become the fourth person in God. However, by perfectly filling Mary with the Holy Spirit at her Immaculate Conception, God raised Mary to participate in his divine life. But this is just what St. Peter wrote in Scripture when he said that we were to become a partaker of the divine nature. But Mary does so in a way like no other, because only she becomes the Mother of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Once Mary shares in the life of God, she can then take part in the activity of God. To cooperate presupposes a kind of coexistence, that is, sharing in the level of life necessary to work together. To cooperate with the three divine persons, Mary must first be raised to share in the divine life. And this gift was given to her in the Immaculate Conception. It's there that her coexistence with God begins. But her cooperation with God begins later, at the Annunciation. So, at her Immaculate Conception, Mary is elevated so that she can cooperate with God. At the Annunciation, she freely consents to that cooperation. God the Father eternally generates the Son on the divine level. Mary generates the Son on the human. God the Son redeems the world, and Mary cooperates with him as the co-redemptrix. God the Holy Spirit brings forth Christ, the Church, and Christians. And Mary cooperates with the Spirit as his visible sign, becoming the mother of the Church. Mary participates in the life of God so that she can cooperate in the divine activity. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. God's plan for us is far greater than we imagine. God is not like a king who gives a beggar a morsel from his table, leaving the beggar unchanged. God is the kind of king who raises up the beggar to his own level, making us his children, bringing us into his household, bringing us into the very life of the Trinity, where, as he promised, we will reign with him forever. His plan, as Scripture tells us, is that we become partakers of the divine nature and co-workers with him. When we were baptized, God placed his Spirit in our soul so that we could share in his being and his activity. Our being, like Mary's, has been elevated to a supernatural level. And with God's grace, with his life dwelling in our soul, we coexist with God, so that we can cooperate with him. We actually get to do what he does. We can know the truth at the heart of God. We can desire as God desires. We can love as God loves and become his co-workers in the salvation of the world. All this happened in Mary because she said yes to God. And it may happen in us if we learn to say yes to him as well. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what strikes you with this meditation, Teresa?
What I'm going to say at first might sound shocking or jarring, but this Protestant understanding of this idea that the human being can't become so great like Mary did makes sense. And I'm going to say that to be shocking, but then to follow it up by, there's this natural reaction that we have as humans to our smallness, that we're like, I know how terrible I am.
Yes.
I know how small I am. I know how incapable I am.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense to us when we see something like Mary in all her glory.
Yes.
When we see something that supposes that human beings can be so much better, and we shrink back from it because we're like, I could never do that. And the thing is that we're right.
Yes.
And it is just that, and we've talked about it in other meditations, I know, but it's just really hitting me that I personally, in my daily life, can't comprehend it, and I fall really short because I don't realize that I should be looking at it and thinking, that is impossible for me. I am really not so great, and only God can make me so. That if I actually asked God for the grace every single day, I could be full of grace in my own way.
Absolutely.
I could just constantly ask for God to help me because I know I can't. So that's the kind of other side of that question that's posed in Protestantism.
Yeah. The Good Shepherd wants to descend into our soul and then raise us up and carry us and enable us to do what he does.
Yeah.
We see this in the saints. It's why they could do such superhuman things.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're getting at is pride.
Yeah.
Pride has two aspects. Pride, on one hand, is to think too much of yourself. That's arrogance. But pride, on the other hand, is thinking too little of yourself. And we call that timidity. Whereas humility is to think just right about yourself, the way God thinks of you.
Because that is kind of our response to seeing the saints most of the time, at least personally. I see them and I'm like, they're just incredible. They're so perfect. That's so good for them. I could never be that. And then I move on.
Yep. We despair.
But it's why
we despair of becoming like it.
And it's why the Catholic Church is so rigid, and it's so important that we canonize saints, that we continue to canonize saints, that we do really respect and call upon these great people.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't imagine not having that example that says, not only can you, but you should.
You're supposed to.
You're supposed to. And that it is possible. And they are just as human as I am. And they felt the same way as I do.
Yeah.
But they give us the courage to say, I can ask God for help and he can get it done.
I'm really excited to launch into this series because it's so profound when we reflect on just what God allows the angels to take part in, the saints, that the Catholic priest, because Christ is operating through him in a unique way, can do things that the world, as you said, thinks is crazy, and that we get to cooperate with God at such a high level. What we're really talking about is the extreme dignity of the human person. And that it excites me to spend time meditating on this in this series. One I shared with you earlier, and I think it's a great anecdote, true mm-hmm. anecdote, because Karl Barth wrote a book about this, and when I think it was Pope John the 23rd, mm-hmm. Read this, found out about it. He said, I really think Karl Barth is the best Protestant theologian alive. Somebody told Karl Barth that, and Karl Barth said, I actually think the old man is infallible.
It's so good.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and a rosary. Share this with others.